Hey there, powerful soul. Welcome to Volume 2 of the Grow Through It podcast. I'm your host, Cassandra Austin McDonald. Here on the Grow Through It podcast, I share personal stories and the stories of others as we are growing through the journey of creating the life, love, and legacy of our dreams our way. Tune in as you may feel inspired to evolve into the best version of yourself. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode here on the Grow Through It podcast. I'm your host, Cassandra Austin McDonald. And today we're going to have a conversation about challenges. I'm being all dramatic at the intro. But if you're not connected to me over on Instagram, first of all, why the heck not? Because I'm doing something freaking crazy I have never done in my whole entire life. And it's another challenge. And so if you've been connected to me for any length of time, you know I love me a good old challenge. Honey, listen. I love a good old challenge when it's in alignment. And I'm going to talk about that here in a moment. But first, I want to ask you, do you remember the challenge I did last year over on Facebook? Last year, I got this divine nudge from the creator to do a 90-day live stream challenge over on Facebook. And so every day for 90 days in a row, I did a live stream. Every day. Didn't miss a day. And it was probably the most incredible thing I could have done for myself, as I have been really standing in my power in my online presence and really cultivating my brand, building my business, spreading my message. It was brilliant. And it was inspired by my beloved mentor that I have been connected with for over a year now. And she is the reason why I am doing this next challenge. And so I'm inside of one of her masterminds for my business. And she said one of her clients had shared that she was doing a 365-day reel challenge over on Instagram. And she invited us inside of the mastermind to join her as a challenge. And I felt the full yes in my body. I felt the excitement, but not just the excitement. I felt the yes. And I've learned to trust myself. I've learned to trust my intuition. Just like last year when I felt the intuitive hit from the creator to do this 90-day live stream challenge, I was like, okay, this is going to be really good for me. I feel for that, for this reel. And every day for the next year, I'm going to be posting a reel on Instagram. So today is, as of the recording of this podcast episode, I don't know when it's going to go live, but I've already started the challenge. I've already began. It is already in motion. And I'm really excited about that. I'm doing this. And there's a few reasons. First off is because I have been in a season about really choosing me again. And I'm going to talk about this deeper on another episode because I really want to dive deeper into this conversation with you on another episode. But I want to keep the conversation here about the challenge. But another reason is really deepening the power of my word. The power of my word. I believe that my self-confidence continues to grow and grow and grow because I have learned the power in keeping my word to myself. And so I have done so many different challenges over my life. And the ones that stand out to me the most over the last decade and a half, if you will, I'm kind of telling on my age now, you know, when we start speaking in terms of decade, we tell it on ourselves, right? But I remember when I was heavily, heavily into fitness, you guys, like heavily into fitness, like competitively. And one of my friends asked me, would I be interested in running a half marathon with her? Mind you, at the time, the furthest distance I had ever run was probably 6 miles, and a half marathon is 13.1 miles or something like that. So it would have been double what I had ran. And I felt like, oh yeah, I can do that. That's, yeah, no problem. Because to me, it was just double than what I had run before. Well, after we ran the half marathon, she was like, oh my gosh, we've got to do a full marathon now. Neither one of us had ever run a full marathon before. She was like, we've got to do a full marathon. And I remember it was a yes in my body. However, there was like this slight resistance to like, but can I keep my word? Like, am I really going to train for this and be ready? And we did it. I ran 26.2 miles. And it was probably one of my most proud moments because it was the most challenging challenge I think I've ever done in my entire life. There were so many challenges that came throughout that training. My son was, oh my gosh, you guys, my son was probably 8 at the time. This is like even before I knew the mister. And poor thing, he would ride his bike alongside of us when we were jogging in the park because there were times where I was a single mom. I didn't have any support really, unless I hired support or I had my sister, one of my sisters had time. But most times everybody was working and, doing adulting. And there were times where like he would come to the gym with us and he would be at the daycare at the gym and we would be running our miles on the treadmill, y'all. Like, oh my goodness, it was intense. And so I remember that because it was also in the summertime and there was a period during that time where my son was down in Florida with his dad's side of the family. So he'd come hang out with his granddad and stuff like that. And we were training so intensely, you guys. Oh my gosh, I remember that there was this time where it was like over 100 degrees outside. We have these water backpacks on to stay hydrated. We would run like 10 miles, stop at one of our houses and change clothes to run the rest because we were so sweaty and we didn't want to chafe our skin. So it was one of those challenges where I really had to dig deep and like it was like guts and grit because it was not easy preparing for this full marathon. And y'all, if you don't know anything about me, I was a competitive athlete. I ran track in college. I was a Division I track athlete. When it comes to sports, your girl gets down, okay? Well, not so much now these days. I would love to get back there as I'm repairing injuries, but I digress. But I'm very competitive when it comes to sports. And for me, running this full marathon, some people would say, well, why didn't you just walk it? For me, it was like, are you crazy? Like, no, I'm not. I want to see how fast I can do this. And like, I wanted to run it in X amount of time. I can't remember how many, I think it took us maybe 3 hours or a little under 3 hours to run it. I remember the half marathon, it took under 2 hours, maybe like 1 hour and 40 minutes or something. But like when I say like back then, I did not play about my mile splits. Okay. And so I took it seriously. I take anything I do seriously. I throw my whole self into it, which is a gift and a not so great gift at times. I'm not going to say it's a curse because it's not, but it's sometimes it can cause a lot of turbulence in other areas of my life because I can really get hyper focused on something and lock in on it, and nothing else in the world exists but that. And it's great in terms of accomplishing things, but after that, I realized that I also wanted to make room and space in my life for other things. And so I've had to learn how to create harmony, not balance in my life. And a lot of times people talk about balance. I don't believe in balance. I don't think any area of our lives is ever in complete balance because we are cyclical beings, especially as women. And we have so many different roles and responsibilities in our lives, and everything ebbs and flows and has a time and a season. And so I believe in harmony and doing our best to live in harmony with the different respective roles and responsibilities and things that we're creating in our lives. But I don't believe in balance. And I'm so grateful that I have that perspective because it gives me permission to do challenges when I feel the yes in my body to do it without feeling any guilt or concern about dropping the ball in one area because I don't believe in balance. I believe in harmony. And so that's the first thing, is like the power of my word. It has really truly helped me to build self-confidence. And whenever my confidence is not where I like it to be, I know it's because I'm not keeping my word somewhere. And so challenges is a great way for me to strengthen my ability to keep my word to myself. The next thing is commitment. This requires commitment. Like, we're not talking about a 30-day detox or 21-day Daniel fast, or, you know, all these things I see online. Y'all, 365 days, like, we're talking about every day for a year. That is commitment. That means I have committed. I have decided, I have committed. And it's interesting because one of these ladies who have worked with me in the past commented on my post, and she was like, oh my gosh, this makes me want to do it. And I simply responded and said, decide and commit. Decide and commit. Like, if it's a yes for you, decide and commit and do it. I think the issue a lot of people have and why a lot of people do not manifest their dreams is because they don't decide and then commit, and they don't see it through. And one thing about me, honey, listen, I'm going to see something through. I'm going to see something through. Okay. Just like I did last year with that 90-day live stream challenge on Facebook, I showed up every single day for 3 months in a row. And so I believe that also shows me how I have built my capacity for longer term commitments. And so some people were asking me like, aren't you afraid that you're going to miss a day? And I was like, no, I have no fear. I have no concern because I know my word is law. I know my word is law. I know I'm going to keep my word to myself. I'm not going to compromise my self-confidence and my integrity with myself. It's not even about other people. It's about myself, how I feel about myself. And so commitment is such a beautiful way to strengthen your relationship with yourself, where you're like, man, I'm really showing up for me. And I love it about that. The next thing is the power of choice, the power of choice. And so, you know, the beautiful thing about this 365-day real challenge that I love that's different from the live stream challenge is with the live stream challenge, I felt like I always had to show up and teach. You know, I had to teach a lesson or I had to share a story. Whereas with the reels, I feel like there's no pressure for any of that. It's literally whatever I decide, and that's it. And I can choose. And so I love the flexibility in that. I love that I get to choose and decide what it is I want to share on a reel. I can decide I just want to share a quote and that be enough for me. And some people may say that doesn't count, but hey, I don't care. It counts for me. Okay. And I just really love the way that challenges expand our capacity for more, expand our ability to grow, expand our ability for more. That's why I love challenges. Now, I want to touch back to what I was going to say earlier about alignment, because a lot of times what I've noticed is my dad used to call this monkey see, monkey do. You know, one thing my dad really taught me growing up was not comparing ourselves to other people and not trying to be like other people. And it's like sometimes I can hear his voice in my head when I catch myself comparing myself to others. He'll say, don't be a monkey see, monkey do. You know, do you, stay in your own lane. Be yourself, have your own voice, do your own thing. You know, he's always been big on that. And I see a lot of people feeling stressed and pressured about this 365-day real challenge because it's kind of like, it's turning into a thing on social media. And a lot of people are like, oh my God, should I do it? Should I not do it? I don't know if I should do it. This is my thing with this. Any type of challenge, whether if it's for fitness, business, nutrition, you do it from a place of alignment with your spirit, with yourself. You don't do it because you're trying to keep up with anybody. You don't do it because you're competing with other people. You don't do it because you're comparing yourself to other people. You do it because it's in alignment with you and your goals. Okay? And so there's a level of intentionality behind doing challenges. And the reason why I believe a lot of people struggle with sustaining consistency and discipline after a challenge is because they weren't in alignment when they started the challenge to begin with. So what's interesting about myself is, you know, for instance, I did a 21-day vegan challenge many, many years ago, and that turned into over 6 years of me being plant-based after that, because I was in alignment when I went into that challenge. There was no wavering. There was no second guessing. There was no comparisonitis. There was no me trying to be like everyone else and do whatever. It was alignment. It was in alignment with my desire to take my nutrition to the next level. It was in alignment with my desire to master my body, to master my ability to fuel myself. And so I was able to sustain that as a lifestyle for over 6 years, mind you, after this challenge, because it was in alignment. The challenge just kickstarted it. And so the thing with challenges that I often notice with people is they enter a challenge expecting a quick result. They enter a challenge expecting instant gratification. They enter a challenge expecting to experience a full and complete transformation. And that is actually not the purpose of challenges. The purpose of a challenge is to kickstart you into momentum. But consistency and discipline is where you sustain that momentum. And I notice a lot of people struggle with consistency and discipline. And your issue is not that your ability to do a challenge or not. Your issue is your ability to consistently, with discipline, sustain the momentum you created in the challenge. And I believe a lot of that is due to self-confidence, self-trust, self-image, the way you see yourself, self-worth even. And so if you enter the challenge misaligned, well, no wonder you're struggling to maintain any level of consistency and discipline, because you did not enter it in alignment. You didn't enter it with the intention of this is going to turn into a long-term sustainable change, not this is going to save me or fix me or transform me quickly. And so when you're entering a challenge, you want to enter it with a really beautiful, strong, and aligned mindset. And so for me, I'm entering this 365-day real challenge from the perspective of I'm building something, right? I have an online presence. I'm creating a legacy. I'm building a business. I am creating abundance and wealth. And so that requires me to have a higher level of visibility. That requires me to play bigger than what I was playing before. And because I know that's the end goal, legacy, growth, impact, wealth, then the decision to do this is in alignment. But a lot of times I notice people struggle with making aligned choices for challenges such as this because you're not connected to your actual goals. You're not connected to the desire. You're not connected to the dream that you want to see make manifest. And so when you're doing a challenge, you have to understand that the point of a challenge is to kickstart you into momentum, not to get you a quick result. Will you experience some transformation and results? Absolutely. Absolutely you will. However, we also have to remember this is about the long game. Okay. And so when I did that 90-day live stream challenge last year on Facebook, it wasn't about, oh, I hope my business blows up. Oh, I hope that I reach the impact I've always wanted to make. Oh, I hope I reach these milestones in my business that I've been striving for. I had a very clear intention. I wanted to get to know my audience better and for them to get to know me better. I wanted to hone my speaking skills as a speaker. I wanted to refine my craft. And so for me, it was bigger than trying to blow myself up on the internet. You know, a lot of people look at it and think, oh, she's just trying to be seen. But they don't understand the intentionality behind it. There's a lot of intentionality that comes into building an online business. And if you would love to learn more about that from me, you can always reach out and we can have a chat to see if I can support you with that, because that is something I'm adding on to my services. Actually, I'm not adding on to it, if I'm honest with y'all. I've been working with women who are building online businesses and working on their self-mastery as leaders and working on their presence online and working on them embodying their message and identity, because a lot of people are talking about something they're actually not living. And that's a whole nother conversation for a whole nother day, but I digress. Anyway, I'm excited about this 365 day reels challenge, and I can't wait to see what transpires in the midst and on the other side of this. And it feels fun. It just feels fun for me to do this. And so I'd love for you to connect with me over on Instagram. And my Instagram handle is my name, Cassandra Austin McDonald. Cassandra spelled with one S. You can look at the podcast and see the name of my, or the spelling of my name. But I'd love for you to connect with me over there and comment on some of my reels. I have them labeled like day one of 365, day three of 365, day four of 365. So you can keep up with me and see like, man, she's really doing this. And so come over and like, cheer me on. Come support your girl. So with that being said, before we complete this particular episode, I want to share with you an invitation to join me for the Me Season All About Me Masterclass. We begin Monday the 13th. It is a 4-day complimentary live event. And I'm really excited about this because before I start going into all the other topics I love to teach and coach throughout the year in my teachings, I wanted to have my first free masterclass of the year just all about you. All about you. I have found on my journey, as we are women who are building the life, love, and legacy of our dreams, how easy it is to get hyper-focused on the external, hyper-focused on our relationships, hyper-focused on our lives, hyper-focused on our businesses and the money we're making and the lives we're impacting and the people we're serving and all of the things that we have to remember that we are the women behind it all. We are the woman behind it all. And if you don't keep her in this beautiful, empowered state, it's not long before it affects all the other areas you've been working so hard toward. So we're kicking my first free masterclass of 2023 off with the Me Season All About Me Masterclass. And it's all about you. We're not going to talk about how to build the life of your dreams or how to build a relationship of your dreams or how to build the business of your dreams or how to manifest more abundance into your life. And y'all, I cannot wait. Do you hear that finger snapping, honey? Listen, the abundance conversations are coming. I feel it in my spirit. They're coming. And I can't wait. I cannot wait because I have had such a powerful reframe on abundance. Oh, I can't wait. Ah! Oh my, look, I'm about to go into a whole other topic because I'm so excited about 2023. I have so much in store for us. So there's going to be a link here in the show notes. You can register, no cost to you, and then get access to the details and how you can join us for this 4-day live event and spend the next 4 days with me focusing on you, making it all about you, so that you are approaching your dreams in the most beautiful, fulfilled, and aligned way possible. If you know someone who would benefit from joining on this experience, please invite them. And if you know someone who would enjoy listening to my riff on challenges and self-discipline and self-confidence and the bit that I shared here, please share this episode. You just never know how these perspectives can help shape someone's mindset around the way that they're approaching different areas of their lives. And so it would mean a lot to me if you would share this. And with that being said, I'll see y'all on the next one. Take care now. Thank you for listening to this episode. Please make sure to subscribe, like, share, and leave your review for the podcast.
To learn more, go to www.cassandraaustin.com.